need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. 322-0662. 322-0662.
President Trump is one appointment away from a conservative Supreme Court majority, and the court needs conservative state court rulings to overturn bad liberal decisions. That's why your vote for Tom Parker for Chief Justice is so important. Tom Parker is a strong conservative and nationally recognized constitutional scholar. Parker will lead the Supreme Court aggressively in fighting for our liberties and our constitutional rights, just as Tom Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, George Soros wants payback, and Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Tom Parker stands up for Alabama and will beat Soros, just as he beat the SPLC. On our side, fighting for us, Tom Parker, Chief Justice. Fair, balanced, unafraid.
This is Justice Tom Parker. Thank you for your support. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. And memories are made there every day. A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
The sweet, pure flavor of hand-cranked homemade vanilla ice cream. Don't it just melt in your mind? Bring back the taste of the good old days every time you go to the store with Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Rise and shine, Alabama. It's style time. It's style time. It's style time. It's time to start the show. With hard work and new ideas, Gerald Dial is on the go. Gerald Dial for agriculture, there is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's Dial Time.
Gerald Dial, conservative, creating jobs. Republican Gerald Dial will grow all of Alabama as Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, creating opportunity and jobs for all Alabamians, rural, urban, and suburban. Vote Gerald Dial, June 5th.
Gerald Dial for agriculture. There is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's Dial Time.
Paid for by Dial for Ag and Industry, Box 248, Lineville, Alabama, 36266.
In today's world, security for your home and family are paramount. You need to feel secure and in control of your property and loved ones. Advanced Tech Systems can help you secure and automate your home. Let Robert and the staff introduce you to Elon Home Systems, your home theater, music, home environmental systems, lighting, security, and cameras, all controlled by your smartphone or iPad. The crew at Advanced Tech has been taking care of River Region homes for nearly two decades. The techs are background checked and drug tested, and the customer service is beyond comparison. Advanced Tech Systems can design a security and automation system to fit any budget. If you're building a home, let Advanced Tech help you design a smart home. Installing home theater? Call them today. TV, audio, and security professionally installed by the best in the River Region. And they offer monitoring and interactive services. Advanced Tech Systems. One call for home security and automation. 334-229-9975. Advanced Tech Systems. 334-229-9975.
Hey, this is Mike with Owens Optical Eastbrook. Are you past due for an eye exam? Maybe it's time to get those glasses replaced. Come see us at Owens Optical in the Eastbrook Shopping Center. We've been serving Montgomery and the surrounding areas for almost 40 years, providing top quality glasses, sunglasses, and contacts for every member of your family. We're just local people serving local people. Give us a call today at 272-2115 and let us help you with your eye care needs. Be a part of our family at Owens Optical Eastbrook, 306 Coliseum Boulevard, or check us out on the web at owensopticaleb.com. Your eyes will thank you for it.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Continuing to monitor tropical developments in the Gulf of Mexico, which could have a big impact on the Memorial Day weekend forecast. The risk for scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue through the evening hours and into the nighttime hours tonight. Overnight low temperature near 70. Tomorrow, look for a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around again, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. That's the best chance. High in the upper 80s, then upper 80s again Friday, mid 80s on Saturday. Limited sunshine both days and a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms. In fact, the good rain chances to continue right on through the Memorial Day weekend. Rainfall could be heavy in spots. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes with advanced interactive radar and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. I love the slow build in this. Like you're building towards something. It's a fairly manly vocal. Oh, and by the way, Fiance and Mr. Spotlow, Seth Spotlow, they're both here. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
And y'all went and saw Perfect Circle last night.
Yes. Yes, we did.
How was it?
Freaking awesome.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Freaking yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, I have to admit, I haven't listened to much of their music. So let me ask this, where I'm going tonight, just based off listening to Highway Star. What is their vocal like? Is it like a deep, manly vocal?
No, very high.
Oh, the high pitch has come back. Very,
no.
It's not super high. It's just a very high, manly pitch.
A high, manly pitch, like a tenor.
This guy wanted to be an opera singer in high school.
Okay, so he's got some power to
him. He's got some way power.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there was a period there where your rock vocalist is not high. Like, he just, hey, yeah! Like, real high-pitched, real, like, over-the-top searing kind of vocals, I think. And it's a knock against the band, the one knock, Geddy Lee and Rush. It's like, ooh, it's a little much with your high pitch. But then it went through a different phase where it got, like, real deep. And so I guess these guys strike a perfect balance.
Yeah, it worked out real well, man.
Yeah.
Right. Man, he's been around since the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, since the early 90s. Probably 89, maybe. When the first Tool album came out?
I don't know.
Yeah, early 90s.
So, was it the type of concert that I think is a success is when you kind of have an out-of-body experience, and it doesn't have to go that far, but you sort of lose yourself.
Yeah.
In the music and the concert. Did this happen to you two last night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There's only a few things in life that can do that.
Yeah, very much so. And I had a near-death experience.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you actually had a near-death experience.
Yeah, I flipped my old van yesterday.
Calls me yesterday afternoon. Hey, man, you want to hear a funny story? He does this all the time. Something always happens to him. And he's like, hey, man, you want to hear a funny story? I was like, yeah, what is it? I flipped my van.
Okay, so set this up. I mean, number one, the van. Model, make.
2000 Chevy Express van. The delivery van from 2000s. Just a white van. Something the kid's dealer. You know,
stereotypical child thief.
Right, and if you're not a delivery driver, then you're some pervert.
Full of tools and parts and weight.
Good.
Okay?
Good. That's a good thing to have it full of.
410,000 miles. I was cruising to Troy, and I was 15 miles away, and there was a storm I was coming up on, and it had just started raining because I was catching up to the storm, and it dumped a bunch of rain before I had gotten there. Well, I was, I don't know, 70, 75. Speed limit was like 65, 70.
Right.
Something like that. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
And half the road had about 6 inches of water on it. And when I hit that 6 inches of water, it turned me to the left. And I mean, you can't do anything.
So, no.
And I had my seatbelt on, luckily. And I held on the steering wheel. And I just kissed my butt goodbye. And
so this thing actually flipped.
Yeah, it slid to the side, and it went in the median, and I slid for probably 40 foot, and once the grass and stuff started building up on the tires, it boom, boom, boom. I don't know if I flipped once or twice, but I ended up being right side up. It slammed me back and forth. You
know? Wow.
Yeah, and I ended up being right side up, and I was like, whoa. And I was facing a different direction because I was coming this way, and when it was all over, I was this way. And I got all my stuff together, and I was wet because I had a cooler that had water, so there's water everywhere. And I found my phone. I called old boss, man. Had to go out there in the rain and deal with people because people were starting to show up, and I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, blah blah blah. And I was like, can anybody pull me out? So I had to talk to all the folks, and then a tow truck came and he pulled me out, and I drove that van back to the house yesterday.
Isn't it weird though, like, if you have that, well, I don't know if that's like a near-death experience, it's the NDEs, where like somebody really is like dead for a second.
Oh, man.
And they like see something. Like, and they've tried to do experiments, like, to validate these things where they'll put, like, a strange object. Because the experience, a lot of different people don't know each other or have described, is an out-of-body one. Like, they rise up from their body and they're, like, looking down on themselves and then the room. So
these experimenters put, these scientists put, you know, like a weird tennis shoe in one corner up top of the room, and they failed the experiment, the people who had the experience, but no doubt people have had these experiences. I don't know what they mean, but they've had them.
I've heard the same stories, but people didn't.
Right. They, oh, like they're near they death
did.
And...
No, no, they did the out-of-body experience, and they didn't fail the test. They passed it.
They passed the test?
Yeah.
Like, in which way?
Like, they would tell you what was in the room. You would let them go to sleep, and they mm-hmm. would have lucid dream or out-of-body experience or whatever, and tell you what was in the room. But
weren't they in the room when they were
in the
seen?
Next room, two oh, doors down, room. Two rooms down.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I'm getting lied to.
Oh, no, I'm not doubting it. It's just, but it's weird how a brush with death. Did you feel a little high afterwards?
Man, adrenaline was pumping. I had to deal with these people. It was raining. I wasn't dead, you know, and.
You're not even that bruised up.
Yeah, I hurt. My neck and my back,
whiplash.
And my shoulders. Mm. I feel like somebody really punched me hard in the shoulders. We high five last night. It hurt real bad. Mm. Oh man, best thing happened at show last night. I was like, man, they're always late. They're always late. Okay, tell him it's his story.
He. I'm sitting there and I'm enjoying. Who was it? Wes Borland.
Yeah, the guy from Limp Bizkit.
It was the opener.
Wow.
Right at 8 o'clock that he come on, and I'm kind of enjoying it, and he gets up and wanders around and makes a million new friends, and opener's over, we go hang out and wander around and meet some people, and I go back to sit down, and he's still wandering around. He comes back to me and says he's talked to some of the people in the VIP and was telling me about all these wine tasting stuff, but they were told that the Maynard was starting right at 9 o'clock, and he was telling me that, and I looked over, the dude next to me had his phone out, and I watched the time change from 8:59 to 9. I slapped him. I said, dude, it's 9 o'clock. Woof. Lights just like that went out.
Yeah.
Stage lights come up.
Nice.
Everybody's walking out on stage. And then the show begins, and it was
perfect.
Freaking awesome.
Moral of the story is the guys weren't late. They're always late.
But they weren't late
they
last night.
They were on time, boy. I was like, yeah, man. Because last time they'd been in Birmingham, it was 14 years ago. And I was there.
Wow, that's been a while.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
And
what is the fan base like? What's the vibe you get? Is it a certain group, or is it a diverse crowd? Or
There is one common thread,
mm-hmm.
and that's the color black. But while I was standing in line for merch before the show, I saw the range from it, like, looked like a 12-year-old girl,
mm-hmm.
and little girl to an old guy with a walker at the show.
Both of them.
Every array of the human species was there.
Pretty much all wearing black, though.
But all wearing black.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I get it.
At the end of the show, we're fixing to leave. We're sitting in the car. He's down on some Polish dogs. I'm talking to my buddy. And all of a sudden, this dude with a blue mohawk in a wheelchair comes rolling down the hill fast right in front of us. Yeah.
Like, it was apparently his car was parked down at the other end,
mm-hmm.
and he was just taking advantage of the small slope in the parking lot.
Yeah, I don't want to push myself the whole
way.
He
was just scooting.
He was flying.
Do you think he was at the risk of flipping over?
No.
hope not.
No, I think my only near death, my brush with death, was the police. Seriously. Like, we were shooting a movie over on Highland Avenue. Like, stupid little high school movie. Like, cops and robbers thing called Smith & Wesson, After the Gun.
Mm-hmm.
And Smith & Wesson were trying to apprehend the criminals, and we're at the scene that we're shooting is you're at the criminal's lair. Like, our little, you know, house. And it's actually my current roommate. It's his dad's old business, place of business. So we're allowed to be there. Like, we have complete permission. They knew what we were doing. And so the scene is, like, somebody's going to, the robbers, the bad guys are going to peel around the corner, hop out of the car. They're wearing, like, pantyhose on their face and, like, stupid big canvas bag that has, like, big money sign on it, dollar sign on it. It's just campy crap. We were in high school. But our big idea was, Joey, you stand at the door like you're a guard. I was, you mentioned, all black, decked out in all black, black paintball mask with a black beanie, I believe. So I'm, like, in complete black. But I'm holding an airsoft Uzi. It has the big orange tip on it. But I have to say, and we all mentioned it when I got into the garb, like, you look pretty badass, dude. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I feel badass. Something about when you put a mask on, or, like, I always felt that way when you put the football uniform on and the helmet. It's like, ready to go. Ready to go. But if I could probably find the video, and it's still in the movie we shot, you see this around the corner, this nondescript van, you know, poke its nose around the corner and then pull back. And we finish shooting the scene, and one of the guys says, I think I saw a black and white pull up. Maybe we're being too loud or something like that. Well, let's put the stuff up the camera away and let's just relax for a second. And we do that, and I remember just leaning on my buddy's station wagon, and I hear crunch, crunch, crunch on the gravel. And three cops around the corner, like, guns up and ready to go. Mm-hmm. And they pull this number. They see us, and they drop the gun down for a second and go, like, what the? And then pull them back up again. Like, we weren't what they were expecting. And so they're like, what are you doing here? It's my dad's place. We're allowed to be here. We're just shooting a movie. Don't shoot us. Ah. And then they're like, okay, okay. And then another cop comes hauling ass from around the corner. Get on the ground. Get on the ground. Anyway, they thought we were, like, pulling armed robbery or something.
Wow.
One of the neighbors called us in. And where my brush with death is, like, a cop came up to me after everything's, like, settled. Oh, we all just shooting a stupid movie. Hey, Sarge, look at this. One of the cops came up to me and said, you know, you're lucky, son. I had a shot. I almost took you out. I'm like, when? He's like, when you were standing next to the door, playing armed guard. Almost took you out. I don't know if he was being, like, over the top, or if he really, they were, like, ready to shoot me. And I remember them saying, well, I mean, sometimes the criminals will put the orange tape on a real gun. So, you know, you can't tell. My goodness. Oh. But I remember that feeling of after being held at gunpoint and get on the ground and, like, searched and all this stuff. And then to have a guy actually come up in my face and he wasn't messing around going, I almost killed you, shot you. It gets your blood boiling a little bit. Felt so alive.
Sticks with you, man.
I wanted to go, you know, make babies. I wanted to tell the story to everybody. Yeah, it's weird. Brushes with death are very much an out-of-body experience. And I'm trying to think. Out-of-body experiences in life. Concerts. There are some concerts that can do that. Like, you just, it's like a modern-day shaman. A lot of rock concerts can be.
And the visual, crazy.
Right. You just get so caught up in it. I can't say, like, being in church proper, I've ever gotten that. But back when I was a believer, I think there were moments like out on retreats, these sort of things, where you just see the wonder and awe of nature in the world. And yeah, I think I've had a few of those moments where you're kind of taken aback. Sometimes with sex, not every time. You know, the type of, like, when you finish that you remember all your favorite childhood songs. Yeah, that's a good night. That's a good night. Like, everything becomes meaningful, but I'm trying to think of other out-of-body experiences.
Dreams, man. I have lucid dreams. I mean,
yeah, likewise. I've had them.
I read the books and stuff when I was in high school because I was a loser.
Loser.
Well, hey. But either way, I read the books and stuff, so it kind of sticks with you, man. Having lucid dreams, being able to control that stuff. And I mean, nowadays, it doesn't happen much, but then when it does, it's super cool.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. I was always a fan of flying.
Flying?
Yeah. You ever have those dreams where you fly?
Oh, yeah.
How would you like to be able to do that whenever you...
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I had a dream, and I still remember from when I was a kid, where it's like, oh, no, I'm falling off a cliff. And then I went, oh, no, I'm dreaming. I can fly! And I, like, flew up into the sky and then dove down into the ocean, and there's this huge mythical beast.
That's awesome. I have never been able to do that.
And I was like, with a wave of my hand, be gone, beast. And it was gone. It's like, I'm powerful.
Sounds like a Tenacious D song.
You've never had a lucid dream, fiance?
I don't remember half of them anyway, but the ones that I do remember are either extremely grotesquely happy or horribly terrifying.
Like a true nightmare.
Yeah.
I had one where it was like a little, I guess we can't say midget anymore, little person. It might have been an elf. Might have been a dwarf. Some combination of all those. Chasing me with a knife. It was freaky. Didn't catch me.
Leprechaun?
Yeah.
Might have been a leprechaun. Might have been a leprechaun.
What's grotesquely happy?
Yeah, one is grotesquely happy.
That's why I laugh so hard. I'm sorry.
It's just one of those like white picket fence things. It's like...
You're almost there.
But it's too much.
See, that sounds like a nightmare to me, the white picket fence.
Yeah.
No, things are too good and normal. Run away.
You got to have something different. Who wants to be that everybody else on the block?
A lot of people do.
Oh, well, I'm that guy. It's Halloween all the time at his house.
I'm not that extreme, but fair enough.
It's just...
Dude, I just... It's one of those things. I am still so happy that I worry I'm going to wake up. That's the kind of stuff where it goes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Man, that's deep.
I was going to tell him that you called me when you had that lucid dream the other week.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, dude, I was really messed up, went to bed early that night or something. He was out of town or something. And he was like, and I had the lucid dream. I was like, I had two dreams. He said, the first one, I was having a threesome. And the second one, I was flying. And I really enjoyed the flying one.
Well, I'm 35.
Combine those two dreams and you have my interest peaked.
Wow, then you're on a cloud.
Yeah. Is this song, is it a little too much after your flip in the van?
Oh, no, we're good. We're good.
You all right to drive these days, or are you a little scared?
He drove.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. You're going to be a little traumatized for a while.
Yeah, when I drove today, it was a little weird.
Yeah.
It was raining, too, so.
I believe you.
I've been thinking about it. It's been on my mind a lot.
Well, you'll get back out there.
Tomorrow.
Do it. Well, you're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Coming back, I want to address this, this 30-year-old schmuck that's in the news. Did you hear about this guy? His parents literally had to sue him to get him to leave the house.
Wow.
We'll talk about it after the break. Be right back.
News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
And Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play. And they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club. So you can play worry-free and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Legacy. It takes you miles beyond the ordinary sedan with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And you have Subaru's Starlink Multimedia to keep you entertained and informed about conditions on the road ahead. The 2018 Subaru Legacy. It's a car you can trust no matter where the journey takes you. Save up to $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Legacy 3.6R Limited JAK Option 23 MSRP 35,192.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, like the latest from Weber, Traeger, and more. And right now, get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grill brands, $3.99 and up. Get the right grill delivered right to your house. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale, happening now, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details. Propane tank not included.
Impressing with Amazon Music.
Are you just going to stand here all night, or are you going to go talk to him?
I will. I'm just choosing a playlist first.
Since when do you listen to country?
Yes, Jen! I love this song!
Very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at AmazonMusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Continuing to monitor tropical developments in the Gulf of Mexico, which could have a big impact on the Memorial Day weekend forecast. The risk for scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue through the evening hours and into the nighttime hours tonight. Overnight low temperature near 70. Tomorrow, look for a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around again, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. That's the best chance. High in the upper 80s, then upper 80s again Friday, mid 80s on Saturday. Limited sunshine both days and a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms. In fact, the good rain chances to continue right on through the Memorial Day weekend. Rainfall could be heavy in spots. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes with advanced interactive radar and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clark. Oh, welcome back.
So we're going to talk about a big fat idiot, guys.
Which one?
Oh, there are a lot of them, I know. Oh, and sometimes I look in the mirror in the morning and say, I have seen the boob and he is me. But in this case... Oh, and Emily just messaged me. Uh-oh. Says she karaoke's this song.
She needs to come do karaoke for me on Friday. She's the best girl that I ever had. Would that be okay?
I guess one day we need to go out to 84's neck of the woods and do that Mexican karaoke out there.
Yeah, we could probably pull that off. Well,
if you want to go too?
No, don't even do it. You're getting And she's at home going, Yeah.
I mean, do you really have to play it up when you do karaoke?
No,
like
you're
walk out
to suck.
Like you're part of like some 80s metal band.
We're going to.
What are y'all doing today?
Look at all this hair and beards. We're headbanging.
Okay. All right. Well, here, let's talk about the big fat idiot. Because there are a lot of idiots out there. And there are a lot of suckers, too. I think y'all were telling me about one at the concert.
Oh, yeah.
Well, am I talking about the guy or the girl? I'm not sure. the guy I have in mind, his name is Michael Rotundo. That's an unfortunate last name, especially in middle school. Michael Rotundo, the 30-year-old, whose parents had to resort to suing him, legal action to evict them from their home. He's claiming he's not a millennial, though he is 30. That's like right in the middle of being a millennial. He's having a hard week, though. His parents, well, they got a favorable judgment from the court after he was told to vacate the house where he's been living for 8 years, rent-free. Parents gave him 5 written notices in the last few months and even offered to pay to get him a new place. Sounds like a fair deal.
Yeah.
But Rotundo said he was owed 6 months' notice.
What? In Alabama, it's like 2 weeks.
Right. So, Rotundo goes on CNN, Brooke Baldwin on CNN, and they're, of course the media is playing this up as like, a millennial, the millennials, the millennial entitlement. Like, whatever. Yeah, like there are never any lazy bums back, say, in the 60s in the boomer generation.
Exactly.
And Gen Xers are always on the up and up. Anyway, the generational warfare gets thrown out there. This is an example of millennials being entitled, literally not wanting to move out of their parents' basement. They found a juicy story. I'll give them that. But this is what Rotundo says in the CNN interview. Quote, I would say that I'm really not a member of that demographic that they're speaking to, him talking about millennials. I'm a very conservative person. The millennials that they're speaking to are very liberal in their ideology. What?
Shoe fits wearing.
Oh, come on. Now, most people define millennials as anybody born between 1981 and 1996. So I'm a millennial. I was born in 88.
Yeah, I was born in 83.
So you're a millennial.
That's wrong. I work way too hard to be called that.
I mean, how about you?
I was born in 83 as well.
Yeah, but some millennials. We're millennials here.
Yeah, well, I read somewhere that we're zennials.
Well, zennials?
Me and him are.
Because you're in your 30s?
Well, yeah, it's the Star Wars days, like 79 to 84 or something like
we
that.
We grew up with the computer.
Yeah, I did too.
When it was growing up, so were we. We remember the green screens.
I do too.
And you remember Windows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we were in like junior high for all that stuff.
That's you're right. I know where you're going. We had an analog childhood,
yeah,
and a digital adulthood.
Mm-hmm. So we went through both of that.
No, I'm pretty much the same experience here.
I feel like it just has to do with like that work ethic.
Work ethic.
Work ethic.
I think a little bit of pride too.
A lot of.
Because, I mean, I've had to go back home, and initially it was just to get on my feet and find a job. After graduating from college, it's like, okay, I'll move home for a little while. I did not like living there, and I got out as soon as I could. And I moved back home when Mom got sick, and that was obviously those reasons. But I did not like living at home. And I'll accept something from family, like if they want to help me out, but I don't like asking. Like, it hurts. Like, I should be a man.
Five eviction notices.
Yeah, I don't. So five times, and they're not saying like just get out. Like they should have.
They wrote it out.
They should have said like just get out. We don't care what happens to you at this point.
Yeah.
But they even offered to pay for his place.
That's way too nice. Anyone do that? I would have just left. I went, man. Mm.
It's messed up, and he doesn't have a job. Shocker. Doesn't have a job at all. He doesn't want to reconcile with his parents at all. I guess he's just going to go on a big media tour for being a lazy a-hole.
Probably. It's not. Probably not going like he thought it was going to go.
Well, and he looks like he looks the part. Long, long hair, not luxurious and well kept like mine, but long, long, ratty, nasty hair. Let's look this guy up.
What's
Michael
he look like, man?
Rotundo.
Rotundo.
Let's look. Hey. Images. Yeah, there he is.
Oh, he's got Eric's beard and my hair.
And he's not even in the suit. Even in his suit, he looks terrible.
He looks like
crazy.
A cross between like a child molester and
somebody to have a work van, and but not for work.
A hippie version of like Penn.
Yeah, a Penn Jillette. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the suit. He didn't buy that. Somebody bought that for him. His lawyer was like, here, we're going to get you out them pajamas and that greasy white shirt, and we're going to put you in a suit, and please wash your hair.
It's not a generational thing. It's certain people. And just certain people do not want to work, do not want to take responsibility for anything. And I'm saying this, and I've made all the mistakes. Certainly have made all the mistakes where I'm in radio. That is a conscious choice.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't do this job for the money. I mean, I do. Please keep signing my checks. But, you know, like, there's things that I could probably do that would be much more miserable and tedious, and I could make more money, but I like having fun.
Yeah.
I like having fun. So I'm like, if I can make money and have fun,
that's the life.
That's the goal.
Because you know how many people out there wake up and hate their jobs? Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody can mean everybody but a couple people.
Well, and there are days where this feels like a job, but most days it does not. And I'm the luckiest guy on earth. Well, no, I'm not.
Get him, Cab.
No, I'm not. I'm not the luckiest guy on earth. Like, I saw there's some promotion. Like, I think it's a Swedish travel agency. Like, you apply, and you and a friend can live in this incredible, like, house, and then your airfare, all your travel expenses are paid for, and essentially what they want you to do to advertise their travel agency or their airline is to just vlog about it. Like, come up with creative ideas of where you want to travel in the world and film yourself doing it in an entertaining way. Like, what a sweet gig! Those are some lucky SOBs.
You get to travel for a living.
But I have a feeling it wouldn't be like us. Like, if we applied, even if we had some of the greatest ideas, like, we want to sneak into Afghanistan and piss on Osama bin Laden's, former warehouse. anything like that. No. I think it's probably going to be some two hot chicks. I have a feeling. Just check out Instagram. It's going to be two hot chicks.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking hot chicks. No, I like hot chicks.
But you're probably right.
Sex sells.
Yeah.
And especially
not all of this. We got a lot of it. It's just the wrong kind.
Yeah, it's a bunch of average white dude up here. But this guy, the story drives me crazy. That's why I'm going on about it. Because it's like I would have been much, much harsher than his parents were. I guess he got to go to court and all process. If I was his father, I'd kick his ass. And then have my day in court for, like, why'd you do this to your son? And tell him the story. It's like, yeah, he deserved to get his ass kicked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't have happened to me. I would have gone to work, and whatever shift I was working, I would have come home, and all my stuff would have been neatly piled on the trailer in the yard.
Right.
Door locks, chains.
Yeah. It's when there's something about having your own place. Even if it's your own room and you're, like, living with roommates, like, having your own place is liberating. I can't imagine having to live at home and try to go live an adult life.
Man. man.
And I'm not talking about if you're down and out and you need a place to stay for a little
That's
while.
Different.
8 years.
Ooh. Now, I when I got divorced, I moved back home with my parents.
Of course, that's what you do.
From Andalusia up here.
That's what you do.
That's what I mean by down and out.
It was like 7 years because until I was financially stable enough to...
Well, that's
because
you were nuts.
Well...
Just say it.
Not nuts.
He wasn't nuts. He was in a bad place.
Sad and irresponsible? Or sad and responsible?
Sad and irresponsible?
Yeah, sad and irresponsible.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Well, I mean,
We're not going to talk about that.
chemical imbalance is a thing in my family.
It's a real thing.
And dad, father has depression. I have depression.
Okay.
And went through a couple of bad spells a couple years ago.
I can understand that. I have friends who are going through that too. I'm not, and that's where people have to be careful too. Like, oh, you're living at home with your folks. I just did it. You can sound like I'm crapping on anybody's living at home with their folks. There are good reasons for support.
Now,
but that is not one, what he did.
If at any point, even in my depths of sorrow, Dad was like, hey, you got to get out, you know. I'd be like, okay.
Right.
Seth, you got an extra bed?
Right, you would have figured it out.
I would have got out.
Right. Well, it just came to me. And... In one hand, say the right hand, you get this complaint, like all these late 20s, 30s, living at home with their parents. Go get a job. Go live your life. Young man, it should be the prime of your life, not staying in the nest. You hear that? I mean, I've heard it plenty. Then on the other hand, you get society's falling apart. Nobody, like, really stays in touch with family and looks out for one another. Like, you can't have both. It's one thing to mooch, but, like, if somebody has good reason to live at home and look after their family, you have good reason.
Yeah.
I just...
But a mooch, a whole different story.
This guy comes across as a mooch.
Uh-huh. Look at that grin. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if I was going to be on national news, I might trim a beard.
Trim the beard?
Yeah, or I mean, besides putting on a suit, maybe like a haircut or hair wash or something.
Now, I also feel bad for these guys. When you search on Google Images for Michael Rotondo, you get the guy we're talking about, the long-haired dude. But you also get a chef in San Francisco who looks nothing like the guy in question. And then you also get this guy on LinkedIn. And you got to feel bad for some folks. Like, say somebody, anybody, that just happened because they thought it would maybe give her a great career, name their daughter Stormy Daniels.
Oh.
You know? Like, you know. And all of a sudden, now somebody, like, what if your actual name turns out to be some famous porn star name?
It's like,
that's an unfortunate day.
It's Office Space, man.
Oh, Michael Bolton?
Michael Bolton.
I was Michael Bolton first. Yeah, your name gets stolen. I hope nobody steals Joey Clark. I've seen a few.
Uh-oh.
Out there.
You get none of this. I'm the only one of these.
You're the only Seth Spotlow out in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I used to be afraid that I was alone.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I'm the only one with my name. And then Wanted come out. And, you know, he does the Google search, and nothing comes up when he searches his name.
Uh-huh.
And so I did that out of curiosity. I was like, nothing's going to come up with my name. And then I got, like, there's 14 other people with my exact name in the United States.
Wow.
So I just put in Joey Clark to the Google search. I think mine comes up. I'm at the top there.
You're the top.
Yeah, there's some of my blog posts.
Your picture is the first picture in the image results.
Is that him or Tim Burton?
No, there's some dude doing the stupid Snapchat puppy face thing.
But you're third.
I'm third.
Is that him? Oh, wow.
That's me.
How come your picture, when I see your picture, I cannot tell it's you. I always think it's somebody famous or something. Like, that kind of looks like Tim Burton.
That's me.
Well,
I think he does faces when he takes pictures. He just doesn't know it.
Well, it depends.
You get me. I'm gullible. And I'm like, who's that dude?
I'm literally sitting with the same angle that fiance has on me right now. The cat's already out of the bag. People know. But why is this very attractive woman come up in Google Images if I search my name? I don't understand.
That shirtless dude to the left.
Oh, this guy. Joey the Sandman Clark.
So there's an MMA fighter out there.
I know where he got his name from.
He could probably kick my ass, but I'm getting there in terms of the physique.
Sure,
you better watch out, Sandman. I'm coming back to reclaim my name.
Who's
I'm putting him to sleep.
Is that the same guy up here to the right? Look like Chris Angel?
Right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Sandman.
Yeah.
So apparently there's an MMA.
That's an emo
fighter. No, there's an inmate, and this is his mugshot named Joey Clark. Why is this attractive chick? Is her actual name Joey Clark?
Joey's a chick's name.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
It could be, you know.
But it's, yeah, with the Y, though? Is that a chick's name? I don't know.
Yeah, she's in Beverly Hills.
And who's this dude? He's second fiddle. He's literally second fiddle. Second Fiddle Productions. Yeah, it's weird searching your own name on the Google. You find all sorts of things. Like a chick with a puppy. I don't know. We've digressed.
Is that an old picture of you right there?
Where?
Right there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the picture that was used when I made the Libertarian Men's 20 Sexiest Libertarians Alive.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I did. I'm not making
that's
it up.
That's high five worthy,
dude.
That's cool. Is that not awesome?
Let's do this.
Mine's just the most likely to die.
Yeah. 20 of the hottest libertarian men alive from June 20th, 2014. So we're almost four
Holy
years
crap.
Away. And let's see what they wrote up about me. I know a few of these guys. Yeah, I hung out with that dude, Mr. Tucker. Yeah. Not much is known about Joey Clark amongst the movement. I guess they're talking about the libertarian movement. And that's how I like it. I like to be a bit of a mystery. He does a podcast called The Joey Clark Show, and he's got these dreamy eyes that make you want to double up, Well, that part is true. Studied poli-sci at Auburn University, where the wild things are, and he's a host at Viewpoint. Man, they really did their research. Lives in Alabama, but he's not a redneck. Am I a redneck?
No.
That's the V-neck. I'm a V-neck, yeah. He's just a very pretty man. What?
I've seen you in too many scarves to be a redneck.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? You ready to rock?
Dude, that is a great photo.
Yeah, oh, the sad-eyed photo?
They're all sad-eyed with
That's
you.
That's me 4 years ago.
Really?
Well, there's a lot of pain behind these eyes.
Yeah, man, true blue.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have blue eyes.
He didn't finish. He's just a pretty man who loves Bitcoin, liberty, and spreading the message.
Oh, spread the massage, man. Spread the massage.
I love these pieces of crap articles.
Dude, that was just cool. Okay, now look at number 13.
Number 13?
Look who beat you.
Adam Kokesh? Yeah, that's a man's man right there. Yeah, Kokesh is a little nuts. He got arrested for loading a shotgun on the mall in Washington, D.C. to prove a point, and they took a video of it, and they arrested him.
He looks, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, who else is on these things?
You are stuck between some people.
Yeah. I just feel like it was a pity. It was a pity placement on this list. I think I just had the right connections. Like, Rand Paul's number 8. Rand Paul's not that sexy. This is just crap.
If you would have been on the beach, you would have won.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, this is what they do. They like, I had some connections to the people who wrote this piece of crap. And it's like, well, put Joey on it.
That's awesome, man.
But it's just stupid.
No, it's great.
Nothing came of it.
Well, you don't care. I
didn't get any dates from it.
You will. Not yet.
Not yet. Well, not much is known about me. Mm-hmm. But it is weird. And, like, I try not to even think in these terms. Like, what's my social media footprint? Like, how many people are listening to me? I mean, that's partly the business. But I just kind of want to figure myself out.
Thank you for not being one of them.
Yeah.
People on their phones all the time.
I'm on my phone.
Not all the time.
Well, I'm talking to y'all. Yeah.
This is not a phone. Yeah, this is a conversation.
This is an actual conversation. Mm-hmm. So, what's the next concert?
Rob Zombie, possibly.
Possibly.
Possibly. If not that, then definitely Nine Inch Nails, right?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Nine Inch Nails.
You have to go to the box office.
Go that morning at 8 o'clock to buy the tickets, and then the show will be that night. That's the only way that you can get tickets. They sold them that first day. You could go to the box office there, and you could buy the ticket, or they're selling them at the box office the day of the show.
Day of.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Is this really like a protest of digital media?
Well, not entirely. For the most part, yes. Yeah. But like there's from what I read, there's going to be a point in time during the day where they're going to, all right, release a handful of tickets to online sales. So you don't, if you, you just got to be
ready
first,
yeah,
you know?
And that's hard.
Yeah?
They'll be gone like that.
All right.
Swear to God, you blink. I mean, one misclick and they're gone. You don't, do you know? I know. It don't. They're just gone. Everybody wants to go.
Mm.
Like last night's show, two, three, how many thousand people you think were there? Not many. Not 10,000 people. No. Maybe two or three.
Y'all told me the story off air where there's a guy and gal there, looked like they were together, where they showed up together.
Yeah.
And like the girl just wandered off.
She just left.
They were definitely a couple.
Yeah.
And she did, like, before the opener come out, he's off running around, and she gets up and goes, like, to the bathroom or something. And middle of the opener, I see her walking up the aisle. Like, she's going up the aisle to go around to get on her side of the whatever, and she never comes back. Like, we get three or four songs into the A Perfect Circle performance, and I'm like, dude, I'm starting to worry about that girl, because she ain't come back.
She was tiny.
Why would she?
She's gone.
Yeah. Like, she's in the bathroom corner, slumped down somewhere.
But you know. Y'all saw her later. She knew what she was doing, right?
He, of course, friendly dude over here, he gets up, I'll be right back. He goes out, and like 5 minutes later, he comes back. He's like, oh, she's outside. She's cool.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But it was just weird. I don't know. Maybe she's not the fan. Maybe she just went to appease the dude.
Maybe. That might be the case. That did happen to me when I went to the wrestling thing at Birmingham. At the BJCC.
Yeah.
I love the name of that place. The BJCC.
Oh, I never thought about it like that.
No, but it's, I'm in line, and there's this woman who, it's like, you've gotten way too much sun, you're wearing way too much makeup. Other than that, you're pretty hot. It's the difference between hot and beautiful. Mm-hmm. She was hot. I didn't think she was that beautiful. And she's got her two little boys with her, and she, like, made some comment to me. I'm like, all right, And then she's like, boys, go play with your father. And then she, like, looks at me and is like, oh, that's my effing step-husband. Their effing stepfather, and that's my husband. It's like, I just met you. Why are you telling me this? And she started talking about how she had the guy on the side and all the stuff. And she's like, yeah, I saw you earlier when we came in the building. I'm like, freaking me out, lady.
That's terrible.
Yeah. That is awful.
That is how you get murdered. She's setting you up for death.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It freaked me out.
Run.
I'm like, I came to wrestling for wholesome family entertainment.
Not for that.
Not to become your side piece.
You know he's huge and bald and ready to smash, Hulk.
Well, on that note, thank you guys for being here.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I'll be back tomorrow night. We'll figure out what we're doing then.